Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr.
Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. We got Dave over there. How's it going, Dave?
I'm here with Mateo, it seems.
Yes. Marty. I love putting my name up differently to see if Dave's paying attention. It keeps him on his toes.
Sometimes I pay attention. Sometimes I'm like, wait, what?
Yes. Well, you know, Dave, this is kind of an interesting subject, what I want to jump into today.
Should we really talk about it, though?
I mean, I don't know.
We were basically going to do what you're telling people not to do.
Well, I'm not going to be talking about, like, my specific views or anything. We're just going to be talking about, you know, the mixing of it. And if you haven't figured it out yet, but we're talking about mixing politics and business. And it's something that, you know, Dave, before we started recording, he said, hey, what do you want to rant about? And I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I've been seeing how there's quite a few people on both sides. Again, I'm letting you guys know right now, it's not just the left, it's not just the right, it's both sides. I have either left you as a friend, unfriended you, unfollowed you, something, because you don't know how to you don't know how to let things go. You don't know how to just, like, I don't know how to put it, Dave, but, like, there's just people that just have gotten too crazy. And I've often thought, and the reason why I haven't got involved, and I basically do a accidental once a year political post or something, rant, and then I'm reminded very shortly why I don't do that. And I try to not mix it very often or forget that. But, like, here's the deal. What I've learned, and many, many years, and many, many friends on both sides, I have about 50% of people on one side, and I have about 50% of people on the other. It's going to do me no good to alienate about half that, you know, half the people that I follow. And if you're one of those ones that are like, well, I'm standing up for what I believe and blah, 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 and I don't care if I lose out on those 50 people. You know, you're not running business correctly. I'm sorry. That's just not how business should run, and I'm here to tell you that. Like, I want to do as well as I can in my business. I want to have as many people from both sides. I don't care if you're green, black, white, red, whatever. If you got green to give to me, if you got money to spend, you know, I don't care what your sexual preference is. I don't care any of that kind of stuff. Like, I'm in business to make money. And I think that when you start to get into mixing the politics and your social feed is no longer the awesome articles that you used to share with me about, you know, different link building tips or, you know, how to do influencer marketing better, or, you know, here's some things that you might miss with your technical SEO or whatever. When you stop going from sharing stuff like that that makes me want to read it, to all I'm seeing is, like, how this person on the left did this to you, or this person on the right did that to you, or, you know, you shared this, you know, clearly biased news site on one side or this other side, or and it happens on both sides, guys. You know, when I'm just constantly seeing that on your feeds, like, enough is enough. Like, I'm tired of it, and I think it alienates a lot of potential business. It definitely alienates a lot of followers. And I was reading something the other day from a friend that was visiting the UK, and he said it very, you know, profoundly. I thought it was good. He's like, look, I'm from this area, but I haven't lived here for a while, and you know, people keep wanting me to weigh in on Brexit, for example, or whatever. And he's like, I'm not going to, because it's not where I live anymore, and it's not my right to weigh into it. It's not my, you know, it's not my place. And I was thinking, you know what? That's my kind of person, because, like, no matter what, people aren't going to all of a sudden just decide to choose sides with you because you said something on Facebook. All you're going to do is just piss half of the people you follow off. And so, anyway, Dave, I don't know if that's like a good enough segue into my thoughts on it, and if you got any thoughts on this subject. But that's just kind of what I was thinking about when you gave me the green light to do my own little rant.
Well, it was either my brain is just fried this week. It was either that, or I was going to talk about I think the other one, the other option was like most common mistakes in Google in analytics.
yeah.
So me with a brain fry talking about analytics or Matt ranting. I was like, I think Matt ranting wins this time. We will talk about the analytics soon because I know there's lots of those that are fun. Maybe we'll even get like Annie or Jenny back on or something to talk about that type of stuff because I know they have even more stories than I would have. No, I just think it's a third rail of doom for a business.
Third rail of doom, I like that.
Yeah. I mean, depending on your business and where you're located, it might be, you know, what is it? Like, how many times have there been boycotts and problems for, like, Hobby Lobby?
Yeah, I was going to say Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby, they haven't gone out of business. Or you know, Starbucks for their left, like, they haven't gone out of business. Anyway,
Nike gets in trouble all the time lately now, too.
I haven't stopped buying Nikes. Do I agree with Colin? I don't know. Anyway.
Well, and it doesn't matter. For me, it doesn't matter which side you're on, if you think they're right or wrong. I think in this day and age, companies are going to find themselves in between that stuff often. And some of it is because of what the owner or some management people do. And sometimes it's because of what they say. But I think that stuff aside, that's all completely different. I think it goes back to what my thinking of this is when you're posting or creating content for either your site, your blog, for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Personal branding, whatever.
Whatever it is, for a personal side or as a business, I think you need to be thinking about how you could alienate one side, the other side, and if your business is part of doing social good or political good, if you want to call it that, or giving back to your community, and that's how you do it, I think that's its own different kind of, you know, beast. But I think for a normal business that's just, you know, in the community or even a national brand, I think touching and trying to catch some sort of viral wave of publicity from it is just, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and there's businesses that have tried to even jump along different memes and different things, and they don't quite understand some of the background of it and have gotten burned.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but the only one that I can really think of is, like, when Oreo did that really good dunk one during the Super Bowl when the power went out.
Oh, yeah.
And then everyone was trying to imitate it. And I think a couple tripped up and offended people or didn't think through, you know, what they were doing because they were all trying to replicate that brand, you know, awareness type thing that Oreo was able to achieve.
And doing that kind of thing with the hot fire of politics is never a good one.
Yeah, right? You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah, totally.
Trouble, so. trouble. And, yeah, I think having conversations and stuff about it is fine. I just think from the business side, you know, you're going to alienate people. And if you're fine with it, you're fine with it. But I think some companies are shocked. And other times, you know, we just talked about it recently about the one owner that was like, you know, hey, influencers, I'm going to charge you twice. Or, yeah. you know, they're going after different groups. And that's fine, you know. And if you want to play with politics and that kind of fire, you're probably going to be rewarded by some sides. And other sides are going to come after you. And depending on your location and if you want to, you know, play with that kind of fire with your business, I think that's up to someone. You know, it's up to you. But you really got to be aware of what kind of what possible trouble you're walking into for your business.
Yeah. And that's my thing. Like, you know, I think back to, you know, like everybody thought Obama was going to take away their guns. And I remember going into gun stores and seeing, you know, salesman of the year or whatever, and it would be a picture of Barack Obama. And I just remember thinking, like, I get it, it's funny, you know, the right fighting for you know, less gun control, the left fighting for more gun control. But the thing is, like, I'm thinking about, okay, well, I know plenty of Democrats that all have guns, and I know plenty of Democrats that believe in the Second Amendment and whatnot, and these are friends of mine, and I know, you know, if I was him and I was going into one of these stores and it's just making fun of, like, the left, and, you know, I'd probably go and find a different gun store that wasn't. And I don't know, it's just one of those deals where I just, you know, I'm in business to make money, Dave. And again, maybe it's just like I don't understand these peoples, or maybe I don't have the same convictions that they do, if you want to get all holy. But, like, I want to make money, and I've always thought, like, again, this is why, whether it be Twitter or Facebook or anything, like, I'm always, in fact, you're a saint for having to deal with a lot of my rants, and Melissa, of course, and, you know, you guys are my filters, and a lot of times whenever I really want to, like, just go off on something, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go off on these guys before I put it on Facebook. So maybe even this could be a session about helping you guys if you feel the need to have that rant, you know, have a Dave or have a Melissa. Anyway, so I don't know. But thank you for being there with that, Dave.
Try. Yeah, I think, you know, to your gun thing, or, you know, I was going to look it up. I remember a business that they chose one side or another politically, and it, for me, it really doesn't matter which side it was. But, and then suddenly they were, the local community just stopped supporting them, and they were all shocked that they were going out of business.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, I know. It was, and I think we talked about it before. It was a store that stopped selling Nike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and he lost, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars and was behind on his rent because he stopped selling Nike, because he didn't like what they were doing politically.
I mean, good for
and
you for your convictions.
He was a sports goods store that wasn't selling Nike.
You're not a good business person, and that's my point.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, I'm not against standing up for your stuff, but when it comes to the business side of things...
Oh, yeah, that's my point.
You know, he even admitted that it was not a wise decision, but that he was standing by it. And, I mean, good for him. But at the same time, it's like, but you just completely destroyed your business.
And I think you have to understand the difference, too, between a little mom and pop like that and Nike. Like, Nike has the revenue to weather a little bit of storm, but they also have the following where if there's a certain amount of people that are going to fall off, there's a certain amount of people that are probably going to buy more because of that stand. And they can weather the storm, whereas a small mom and pop can't. And again, you know, I guess maybe I should have prefaced that a little bit, Dave, and my point with this is most of the businesses that we deal with, you know, we're not dealing every day with the Nikes and with the, you know, these big, huge brands.
There's not that many of them that
can do that. They can do that. The normal mom and pop person can't. You know, like, I think of any of these, you know, we're in a red state, and we're definitely in a conservative area here where I live. I think if any of these local mom and pop stores started going off on the right, talking, you know, just nonstop crap, like, they would be out of business like that, you know?
Anyway. Well, and I think it's not even just politics. I worked at a payroll company before where our worst nightmare was a security issue that would have showed up on, like, the front page of Wall Street Journal, because that would have shut us down.
Wow.
Because we wouldn't be able to withstand that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of businesses, you know, can't withstand some sort of PR nightmare like that for long term. Like, if it blows over in a couple days or a week, maybe, you know, you just shut down, take a vacation, or, you know. But I think a lot of companies don't have the revenue, the bank to withstand a long-term community moving away from you, especially if you're like a restaurant or something. If the normal customers are offended or don't like something, they can choose to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
And you know, it's not like a Nike or a really large store has stores across the U.S. or Canada or multiple nations where it's like, okay, well, we're going to take a hit from you know, same store sales this quarter in that area, but we have it over here. And I think just mixing the politics with business, or trying to catch that, you know, ride that lightning of some sort of meme or something in general, I think people need to slow down and think about what it means. Because, yeah, I've just seen a number of times where companies would try to jump on something, and then it's like, well, wait, what are you doing? You know, that has double meanings, or it has, you know, it was supposed to be like this, and you're misusing XYZ. And it's at that point, it's not just mixing politics and business, but it's just thinking through what you're posting on social media, not trying to catch whatever, you know, is buzzing just for the sake of doing it. Think about your strategy. Think about your business. Think about your, you know, where you stand on things. Does it make sense to join in? That's and there great. Might be certain causes that, you know, your local community or on a national level that you are strongly behind and want to, it makes sense for you, no matter what the impact of your business, do it. But I think also think through the possible downside.
Yeah. Well, you know, just some of my final thoughts on this before we wrap up is since I've done this, and again, it's just a friendly reminder to those that don't want to lose business, but, you know, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because there has been people that I've unfollowed and unfriended because of, and again, on both sides, or people that try to insert too much of one belief or another. You know what? Just keep it business. And I have found, though, Dave, that since I've been thinning the herd, if you will, my Facebook experience has been much more pleasant. But
or you could use Social Fixer.
I could, yes.
But I know a number of people that use Social Fixer. You know, if you're one of those people that's tempted, you know, to not pay attention if you're logged in on Twitter. I think it only works on Facebook, though. I don't know if it works on Twitter. If you're one of those people that forgets when you're logged in as a personal or as your business, and you go and comment on something, and you want to take away that bad opportunity or the chance of you doing something like that. You know, how many times have we heard about people posting, you know, the wrong thing to Instagram or Facebook because someone had access and they weren't paying attention to it. Social Fixer might be a way to, you know, take away that opportunity for you to participate in those conversations. But then you do miss out on them. So, you know, again, it depends on what your goal is and you know, how strong-willed you are is to not go and comment on things. Or just make sure that, you know, you're not logged in as your business and do what you want.
All right, guys.
It's a free country.
It is. And because of the free country, I ranted. And I appreciate you guys listening to our rant if you stuck with us the whole way. I understand there's going to be some that disagree with me, and that's fine. And, again, free country. And so I'm just telling you what's worked for me. And hopefully everybody enjoyed this little episode. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media. And we look forward to having you guys back on another one of these episodes. Bye, guys.
Thanks.